Kevin, this one, probably, no question, I'll take the word probably right out of the equation, is a tough one to swallow. Team looked like they battled for 60 minutes and came up 5 seconds short of the thing. Let's start at the beginning, though. 3-1 lead after one period. You had good first periods the last couple. What did you see today that maybe allowed a few more goals than you got the last couple?
I thought we just stuck to the game plan for the most part. You know, offensively, you know, I think we got away from it a bit in the third. We kind of sat on our heels a bit, but you know, we were getting pucks behind their D and starting the forecheck, and I think, you know, it just kind of makes their defense a little bit more timid and not be able to stand up as much as us. But you know, we were more aggressive getting to the net, especially in the first period.
Second periods lately have sort of been an Achilles heel, heavily outshot. Shots don't always indicate the flow of play, but outscored the other night. Today, you get a late power play goal to keep the lead after 40 minutes, a power play that struggled over that last handful of games. Did you see them simplify it a little bit? Obviously, Charleston getting the big goal.
Yeah, we switched things up a bit. You know, obviously playing West Kelowna three times in a row, you know, they're going to get used to our power play. So I thought we just had to change something up. And, you know, fortunately, Latrell got one in off one of their guys, I believe.
What do you take away from this third period? It looked like you guys were in a good shape. Yeah, the Warriors tied up on a power play goal. I mean, you've been in a situation where I'm sure you've been through a lot of ups and downs as a player in this Viper jersey. You're 5 seconds away from at least getting a point, and a shot that somehow made its way through goes into the back of the net. What are some of these guys feeling right now?
Well, obviously there's a lot of frustration going on. You can tell, you know, at the result at the end of the game, a few guys, you know, doing some things that aren't, you know, typical of them, breaking some sticks and just showing frustration. You know, I think our group right now, it's, we're going through it, and you know, you can definitely tell that there's, it's in the back of their head every time we, whether we have a lead or not, we're going to the third period, you can tell that it's in the back of their head that we need to win. But you know, we're not taking that in the right direction. We're hoping that we're going to win, and we're kind of sitting back and waiting for it instead of, you know, keeping being aggressive and going for more. I thought, you know, again, we took a penalty that didn't need to be taken, and they score on it in the third period, and that's, you know, seems to be the difference lately, is we'll take a dumb penalty and it ends up in the back of the net. And, you know, maybe we deserve that, but we're definitely a fragile group right now that, you know, things just aren't going our way, and, you know, it's, we got to start making things go our way. We can't just keep hoping that things are going to go our way.
Quick turnaround, less than 24 hours here in Chilliwack against the mainland leaders. How important is it for these guys to remember what happened here tonight but not let it, as you said, sort of linger in the back of their minds?
I think it's huge. I think it's going to be huge for us to get out of our division for a game. I think our next two games are against, you know, the mainland division. So, you know, get away from guys that we see every other weekend and kind of just go get on the road and maybe relax a little bit. We got a bit of a bus ride tomorrow and, you know, play a team that we haven't played in a long time. So there's not that aggressive kind of stupid chippy play. I think we can just go there and play hockey. And, you know, I think you're going to see a pretty eager team tomorrow that's going to have some fuel under their fire after the way we lost tonight.
Kevin, thanks for your time.